The space shuttle Discovery took off one last time, leaving its home of nearly three decades, NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A special 747 jumbo jet ferried Discovery up north and flew it low over some of Washington's most famous sites, delighting onlookers across the capital city.
It was cool. It was just cool. I felt like I was 10 again. It was just, yay!
The retired shuttle was almost at its new home. Discovery landed for the last time at Dulles International Airport, just outside the nation's capital. Discovery has quite a legacy, says NASA's Deputy Administrator, Lori Garver.
She has had 39 missions over 365 days in space, 5,830 orbits of the planet Earth, and 148,221,675 miles.
On April 19th, Discovery will be moved to its new home, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum's Udvar-Hazy Center near the airport. Collection curator Valerie Neal.
This is one of the best days of my life, and I think one of the best days in the life of our museum. This is a culmination of a vision that we've had for a long time and several years worth of hard work planning for this day. And it's all just come off perfectly.
Discovery's retirement is bittersweet for some people who worked on the shuttle program, such as John Schindler.
The mission's over as far as going back and forth to space, but now it has a new assignment to educate and inspire future generations of scientists and engineers.
NASA's orbiters are now museum pieces. The shuttle fleet was retired last year after 135 space missions. NASA now invests in commercial enterprises that are developing spacecraft. John Schindler works on such a program at Boeing.
You know, the people that I see on that program are just as excited and enthused. They have the passion about human spaceflight, just like we did on the shuttle program.
But the shuttle era is over. Discovery will be unhooked from the 747 and lifted by massive cranes. Then its landing gear will be deployed, and it will be towed to the museum, where Discovery will continue to amaze and inspire.
Reporting from Dulles Airport, this is Suzanne Presto, VOA News.